Good afternoon. Good morning.
弟兄姊妹早安。
So we open up it, if you've got your Bibles, open up in Galatians.
请打开我们的圣经加拉太书。
Galatians in chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章。
I shall read the first five verses.
我会先读头五节。
Paul, an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen.
加拉太书第一章第一节到第五节，做使徒的保罗不是犹于人，也不是借着人，乃是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神，和一切与我同在的众弟兄，写信给加拉太的各教会，愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。基督照我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代，但愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。阿们。
So Father, we ask as we open the scripture that your blessing would be upon this word.
父神，当我们打开你的圣经，我们求你祝福你自己的话语。
We can receive nothing if it doesn't come from heaven.
如果不是从天上而来的，我们什么都得不着。
So we are looking to you, Lord, and we are trusting in you, Lord, to speak to us.
所以主，我们是仰望你，我们信靠你，把你的话赐给我们。
All of us.
赐给我们每一个人。
From the oldest to the youngest.
从最年老的到最年轻的。
Whoever we are.
无论我们是怎样，是谁。
Whatever our history is.
无论我们的历史是怎样。
Whatever we have in our hearts,
无论我们今天心里头有什么，
whatever burdens we are carrying,
无论有什么重担我们是背负着，
Lord, we want to hear from you.
主啊，我们想来听你自己。
We want your truth.
我们想要你的真理。
We ask that you would speak to us.
我们求你向我们说话。
And that you would glorify your name.
并且你是荣耀你自己的名。
And we ask this with confidence in your faithfulness.
我们是凭信心按照你的信实讲求的。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贝的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So we know that Galatians is one of the earliest letters in the New Testament.
我们知道加拉太书是新约的书卷其中一个 很早期写的书。
And the very first word, strikes us.
这个开始的话已经 很明显的要告诉我们。
The first word, Paul.
第一个字提到保罗。
Who is this man?
这人是谁呢？
That writes scripture.
他写圣经。
Paul says an apostle.
保罗说他是做使徒的。
Who appointed him to be an apostle?
谁指派他做使徒呢？
Not from men.
不是人的。
Not through man.
不是借着人的。
But through Jesus Christ and God the Father.
那是借着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的父神。
So here is a man appointed by God.
所以这里有一个人，神自己来指派的。
And what is his mission?
他是使命是什么呢？
His mission is to preach the gospel.
他的使命是要传福音。
What is the gospel?
什么是福音呢？
Some of us say, well, I know the gospel.
有人说啊，我知道什么是福音。
Well, the gospel is that message we take to those who do not believe.
那个福音就是我们把这个信息传给那些不信的人。
But the gospel is more than that.
但是福音其实比这个更多。
The gospel is all of the expression of God's heart.
福音就是神心里头所有的表达。
The gospel is that good news which came from heaven.
福音就是那个从天而来的好消息。
And it's the gospel which concerning his son.
就是那个福音是关乎他自己儿子的福音。
Because in the Lord Jesus, all of the goodness of God and all of the love of God is revealed.
因为在主耶稣里头，所有神的美善，所有神的爱，都是在主耶稣里头彰显了。
And this is the message of Paul.
这是保罗要传的信息。
This is the message that he is bringing out to the world.
这是他要把这个信息带到全世界的。
And this is the message that we have to hear.
这也是个信息，我们今天要听的。
Paul speaks with authority.
保罗是带着权柄来说的。
The scripture has authority.
圣经是有权柄的。
Now we can know if our heart is right to God.
我们能够知道我们的心是否对神是向神是对的呢？
If your heart is right towards God,
如果你的心对神是对的，
you will accept the authority of the scripture.
你会接受圣经的权威。
And when you read the writings of Paul or any other writings,
如果你读圣经，那个圣经是从保罗写或其他神的仆人写的时候，
you will say, "This is the word of God."
你会说，这是神自己的话。
This is what I need to have wisdom.
这是我所需要的，如果我要有智慧。
Here is guidance for life.
这是对生命的指引。
This is what I need to understand.
这里就是我需要去明白的。
If you make light of the scripture,
如果你轻看圣经，
if you say, I can't understand it,
你说我对圣经不明白，
it's too hard,
太难了，
anyway, it's not important,
无论怎样不重要的，
my life is okay,
我的人生都蛮好啊，
everybody likes me,
每个人都喜欢我，
I'm a nice person,
我是个好人啊，
what do I need the scripture for?
我为什么需要这个圣经呢？
Then if you think like that, you're in darkness.
如果你是这样想的，就只说你是在黑暗里头。
Because in the scripture is the gospel.
因为在圣经里头有福音。
And you cannot know it apart from the scripture.
除了在圣经里头，你其他地方你不能够明白这个福音。
We need to know the word of God.
我们需要认识神的话。
He gave it to us that we might know it.
他把这个话给我们，所以我们必须认识他。
So we have opened up at this letter.
所以我们打开这卷书。
And we read Paul.
然后我们读到保罗。
Who is this man?
这人是谁呢？
Well, he's an apostle.
他是个使徒。
But what sort of man is he?
他是一个怎样的人呢？
What is his history?
他的历史是怎样？
Well, he has an amazing history.
他有个很特别的历史。
He's a Jewish man.
他是个犹太人。
He was a fanatical Jewish man.
他是个疯狂的犹太人。
He was an educated Jewish man.
他也是个受很高深教育的犹太人。
He was a highly intelligent man.
他也是个非常聪明的人。
And he was a committed man.
他是一个很委身于他要做的事情的一个人。
Committed to the Jewish faith.
他对犹太教是很忠心、很委身的。
Committed to the traditions of his fathers.
他对他之前的那些父老的传统呢是非常委身的。
How committed was he?
他是怎样委身呢？
He would kill for those traditions.
他是为这个传统杀其他人的。
He would do anything to protect those traditions.
他是为着那些传统呢，他做任何事都可以。
And that's what he did.
他就是这样做。
Because he saw these people.
因为他看见这些人。
Many of them uneducated people.
很多没有受过教育的人。
Common people.
普通的人。
And they believed in Jesus.
他们竟然相信耶稣。
And they said, Jesus is the Messiah.
并且他们说，耶稣就是那个弥赛亚基督了。
He is the promised one.
他就是那个应许的那一位。
He is the one for whom the whole world has been waiting.
他就是那位全世界都是等着他的。
Paul said no.
保罗说不。
Deceiver.
他是欺骗人的。
Fraud.
他是错的。
And he was going to purify the Jewish faith by eliminating these people.
做这个是骗局，他要把犹太的宗教来洗净这些人的心，他们的脑袋。
But what happened to Paul?
那对保罗怎样呢？
We know the story of what happened.
什么发生在他身上呢？我们读他的故事就知道。
He had a revelation.
他得到一个启示。
He met the Lord Jesus.
他自己遇见主耶稣了。
Jesus appeared to him.
耶稣向他显现。
Paul, Paul.
保罗，保罗。
He called him by name.
他按着他的名字称呼他。
He knew him.
他知道他。
And he had chosen him.
他已经拣选了他。
Paul.
保罗。
Why are you persecuting me?
扫罗，你为什么逼迫我呢？
And Paul. We can't begin to imagine what it must have been like for him in that moment.
在这个时刻里，我们不能够想象他面对这个时刻他的情况是怎样的。
What a revolution!
是多么大一个革命。
What an earthquake in his life.
对他人生来讲是个大的大的地震。
A tsunami.
一个海啸。
Jesus.
耶稣。
The Lord of glory.
荣耀的主。
Not a deceiver.
不是个欺骗人的。
Not a fraud.
不是个骗局。
But Messiah,
乃是基督弥赛亚
the Holy One,
是那圣者。
And this man's life was turned upside down.
这个人整个人生都颠倒过来了。
But that's not the whole story.
但是这不是全部的故事。
You could say, well, Paul, yes, he had a vision.
你能够说，是的，好啊，保罗他有一个意象。
That's why his life was turned upside down.
因为这个他的人生被颠倒过来了。
I haven't had a vision.
我没有这个意象。
But what changed Paul?
但是是什么改变保罗呢？
Was not simply that event on the road to Damascus.
不是单单在这个大马士路上的发生这件事情改变他。
But it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
乃是主耶稣就是自己的启示带给他的。
Let us read verse 11 and verse 12 of chapter 1.
让我们读第一章的11节跟12节。
But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man, for I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
十一节，弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
So he said, I didn't learn the gospel from somebody.
他说我的福音传的福音不是从别人身上学到的。
Somebody didn't sit down to me with me and say, now this is the gospel, point one, point two, point three.
不是有人坐在我旁边告诉我福音第一点，第二点，第三点。
No, the gospel which he preached came through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
不，这个福音他要传讲的是直接从耶稣基督启示而来的。
That means he saw the Lord Jesus.
意思就是说他见到主耶稣。
Not with his eyes.
不是用他肉眼见。
This revelation is more than that.
这个启示是比这个更大。
This is an inner revelation.
这是一个里头的启示。
This is the revelation that utterly transforms a life.
就是这个里头的启示完全把保罗改变过来。
We read further.
我们继续读。
Verse
13. 13节。
For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it.
十三节，你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会。
And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers.
我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。
But when it pleased God, who separated me or set me apart from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me.
然而那把我从母腹里分别出来又私恩造我的神既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里。
But when it pleased God to reveal His Son in me,
神乐意将他儿子启示在我心里。
This was the life-changing revelation.
这是一个改变生命的启示。
And this is the revelation that all of us need.
这也是一个启示我们每一个人都需要的。
It's not a revelation we receive just once in a moment.
不是一个启示我们接受过一次就够了。
But it's an ongoing unveiling of the Lord Jesus.
那是继续不断的主耶稣把他自己启示越多越启示给我们。
We see him more and more.
我们看见他越多，看见他越多。
We know him more and more.
就越多越多的去认识他。
We see his glory more and more.
越多越多看见他的荣耀。
This is what changed Paul.
就是这个改变保罗了。
He says after that experience, he went into Arabia for 3 years.
他讲到这个经验以后呢，他就走到那个亚拉伯的旷野里头。
And what did God speak to him in those 3 years?
在那里有三年，在这三年，神跟他说什么呢
？Christ，
基督。
He saw Jesus.
他见到基督。
This revelation grew brighter and brighter and brighter.
这个启示的亮光对他来讲是越来越大，越来越明亮了。
And then out of this revelation, he preached the gospel.
从这个启示里头他就能够传这个福音了。
What a gospel is this?
这是怎样的一个福音呢？
We read these verses in chapter 1, verse 3 to verse 5.
我们从第一章第三节到第五节看这样的这个福音。
These are very compact verses.
这是个很内容很多很实在的一些几节的经文。
He said a lot in just a few words.
就用很少的字讲很丰富的一个信息。
Grace to you.
愿恩惠
and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
This is the grace of the gospel.
这是这个福音的恩惠。
Grace to you and peace.
愿恩惠平安归于你们。
There is no grace like this.
是没有其他的像这个恩惠的。
And there is no peace like this.
没有其他的平安像这个平安的。
What is grace?
什么是恩惠呢？
Grace is kindness.
恩惠就是恩慈。
Now if I'm a poor man,
如果我是个穷人，
I can show you some kindness.
我能够给一些恩慈给你。
I can't do much for you.
我不能够替你做更多。
But I could do something.
但是我能够却替你做一点。
But if I was a rich man.
但是我如果是个很富有的人。
Oh, then I can do something for you.
我能够为你做一些事情啊。
I can express my kindness more fully.
我能够更丰富的把我对你的恩慈表达给你。
We don't need that.
我们不需要这个。
What is this grace?
这里的恩惠恩典是什么呢？
This is the grace of God.
这是神的恩惠。
Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
So this is grace from the highest place.
所以这个恩惠是从最高处而来的。
This is the kindness of the Almighty.
这是那位全能的至高者而来的那个平安跟恩惠。
We see people in the world, striving to get a few scraps.
我们知道世界上的人是尽他所能，只能够抓到一点点。
But here we are speaking of God's grace.
在这里我们说到的是神自己的恩典。
God's lavish kindness, His generosity.
神是很慷慨的，很丰满的，他的恩慈。
The overflow of God's goodness.
他良善的美善的涌流。
This is God's goodness.
这是神自己的美善。
This is the goodness out of heaven, from the highest place.
是从天而来，是至高之处而来的。
What will you compare to this?
你能够把什么比较这一个呢？
Now, if I knew the president of China,
如果我认识中国的总理，
And he rang me up.
他打电话给我。
Hello.
喂。
I want to show you kindness.
我要把恩慈向你表达。
Ooh, what kindness might he show me?
我就想啊，他要向我显现什么的恩慈呢？
What generosity might come from him?
他要从他那里给我什么慷慨呢？
Scraps.
垃圾。
Just scraps.Just nothing compared to that which comes from God.
如果把他要给我的比起神要给我的，是根本好像垃圾。
Imagine what you would.
你想想你要什么。
Many people like to put up on the wall something about blessing, something about good luck.
有些人把一些字条写一些祝福的，好像好运气的话语写在墙上。
What blessing compares with this?
这些的福气比起神的恩惠平安怎样比较呢？
Now when I said the president of China might ring me up,
我说中国的元首打如果打电话给我，
you laughed.
你会笑。
A president's never going to ring you.
中国元首怎么会打电话给你呢？
And you think you're right, so you probably won't.
可能你是对的，他很可能不会打电话给我。
But this grace from the highest comes down to the lowest.
但是这个从至高之处来到最低之处的这个恩惠呢？
And it reaches even me.
竟然也能引导我。
Because the scripture says this grace came to us while we were enemies of God.
因为圣经告诉我们这个恩惠赐给我们就在我们仍旧是做神仇敌的时候就赐给我们。
While we were in rebellion against him.
当我们是背叛他的时候。
It is then.That the grace of God is manifest in the death of the Lord Jesus for our sins.
就在那个情况底下，主耶稣基督的爱就深深地向我们显现，赐给我们，领导我们。
The Lord Jesus said, "Father, forgive them," as they nailed him to the cross.
主耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，他们所做的，他们不知道。”当主耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，他这样向神祷告。
This is grace from the highest to the lowest.
这是从至高之处来到最低的地方的恩典。
And this is peace which cannot be disturbed.
并且这个是这个平安不能够被打扰的。
We sang that song.
我们唱刚才的诗歌。
About our anchor holding.
讲到我们的锚是很稳妥的。
Yes, this is peace.
是，这个是平安。
This is called the peace of God which passes all understanding.
这就是讲到这个神的平安是超过人所想象的。
This is eternal peace.
这是永恒的平安。
We all want peace.
我们都想要平安。
Give me some peace.
给我一点平安。
So many worries.
我有这么多的忧虑。
So many burdens.
有这么多的重担。
But here is the peace of God.
在这里就是神的平安。
Is God worried?
神有没有忧虑呢？
He's not worried.
神不忧虑。
He has peace.
他有平安。
What can disturb his peace?
有什么能够打扰他的平安呢？
Nothing.
没有什么东西。
And he shares this peace with us.
他把这个平安分享给我们。
Grace like no other, peace like no other.
不像其他的恩惠，不像其他的平安。
And in verse 4,
第四节，
Who gave himself for our sins.
他把自己给我们了。
This is a sacrifice like no other.
他为我们的罪把自己给我们了，没有其他的牺牲像这个。
A price has been paid.
这个代价已经被付了。
A price has been paid that's more than anything that could be paid.
这个代价已经付了，是这个付的代价比起所有其他的代价都远远超过了。
The Son of God Himself gave Himself for us.
神的儿子把他自己给了我们。
Here is amazing grace.
这是一个奇异的恩典。
Here is a great sacrifice.
这是一个非常伟大很大的一个牺牲。
Here is the proof of abounding love.
这是个证明这个丰富的伟大的爱。
And here is the measure of the value that God puts upon your soul.
就是神把这个宝贵的价值放在你的灵魂里头。
This is how precious we are to him.
我们对神来讲是这么的有价值。
All who are called by him,
所有被他呼召的人。
All who are saved by him,
所有被他拯救的人。
What is your life?
你的人生是怎样？
It was worth the death of the Lord Jesus.
你的生命是值得耶稣自己为你死的。
You are precious to him.
你对他来讲是非常宝贵的。
You matter to him.
你对他来讲很重要的。
You are loved by him.
你是被他所爱的。
And he's willing to make a great sacrifice for you.
他为你肯付上这么大的代价。
This is a sacrifice like no other.
这个代价是不像其他的代价的。
And why?
为什么呢？
To deliver us.From this present evil age.
是为要救我们脱离这个罪恶的时代。
Where are all your problems?
你有许多的问题。
In this world.
在这个世界。
Are they not?
是不是呢?
We have problems in our bodies.
我们在身体上有很多的问题。
We have problems in the world around us.
我们在身处这个世界有很多问题。
This salvation.
这个救恩
is a deliverance from this whole age.
是要救我们脱离这个的世整个的时代
To be delivered out, to be taken in.
是从这个时代被拯救出来带进
According to the plan of God which was in his heart before he even created the universe.
甚至在神他创造宇宙之前就在神心里头有这个计划要定了。
There is no salvation like this.
没有任何其他的救恩拯救像这个拯救。
We have our own plans.
我们有自己的计划。
If only I could move from here to there.
只要我能够从这个地方移到那个地方。
That would solve my problems.
我的问题就解决了。
If I can move from China to Australia.
如果我能够从中国移到澳洲。
Or maybe Australia to America would be better.
或者从澳洲移到美国可能更好。
Or maybe New Zealand.
或者是纽西兰。
Even nicer.
或者更好了。
So I've moved.
我就这样把自己移动了。
To solve my problems, but my problems come with me.
我这样移动想解决我的问题，但是我的问题仍旧跟着我。
Because I'm a sinful man.
因为我本身是个有罪恶、有罪恶的人。
Who shall deliver me from this sin?
谁能够把我从这个罪里头拯救出来呢
？And who shall deliver me from this sinful world？
谁能够把我从这个罪恶的世代里头拯救出来呢
？Thanks be to God。
感谢神。
Here is a salvation like no other。
这里有一个救恩不像其他的拯救的。
We have grace like no other。
我们有这恩典不像其他的恩典。
Peace like no other。
这个平安没有其他的平安可以比较的。
A sacrifice like no other。
这个牺牲没有其他牺牲可以比较的。
And a salvation like no other.
这个救恩没有其他可以比较的。
And this is the beginning of the gospel.
这是福音的开始。
The Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus.
主耶稣跟尼哥底母这样说。
He spoke to Nicodemus about being born again.
主耶稣跟尼哥底母说，讲到重生。
He said, "If I have told you earthly things."
主耶稣说，如果我把地上的事告诉你
，and you don't believe,
你不相信
how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?
如果我把天上的事告诉你，你怎能够相信
？We say, "Lord, new birth, that's not an earthly thing."
我们说主啊，你说新的生，这个不是地上的事啊。
Oh yes, that's for now.
是的，现在是这样。
But what is to come?
但是要来的是怎样
？Something as glorious as the new birth, he calls an earthly thing.
所以当主耶稣讲到这个新生的时候，他说这个是地上的事。
What are the heavenly things?
如果他要讲到以后天上的事会怎样呢
？We know very little.
我们懂得很少。
He doesn't tell us.
他没有告诉我们。
Because we couldn't even begin to understand.
因为我们还没有开始去明白。
What is the measure of God's love?
神的爱。是多么的大呢
？He says he's going to show his kindness toward us throughout all ages.
他要从年代年代一直去要显明他对我们的慈爱。
So this is the beginning of the gospel.
这是福音的开始。
Grace, peace, a great sacrifice, a great salvation.
恩惠平安，这个伟大的牺牲要救我们。脱离这个罪恶的时代，这么大的救恩。
And all of this, Paul saw in the Lord Jesus.
所有这一切，保罗从在主耶稣身上看见。
Because everything is gathered up in Him.
因为每一件东西都是在他里头。
The more you see this,
你越过的越多的去看见。
The more you will say, He is my salvation.
你就越要讲说他自己就是我的拯救了。
He is my everything.
他就是我的一切了。
Now,
现在呢？
Are you warm?
你感觉暖吗？因为他要他这个桌子。
I won't tell you why I did that.
我不会告诉你我为什么这样做。
This is the gospel.
这是救恩。
And this is what revolutionized the life of Paul.
这就是把保罗整个人生都翻转了。
Now there are two groups of people in this room.
在这里有两班的人。
There are those who are called, chosen, saved by God.
有一班人是被神呼召、被神拣选、被神拯救的一班人。
And there are those who are not.
另外一班人就没有了。
Not yet saved.
还没有被拯救。
Not yet Christian.
还不是基督徒。
Not yet trusting in the Lord Jesus.
还没有信靠主耶稣基督。
So we want to speak to the two groups.
所以我们要向两班人说话。
First of all,
首先
we will speak to the believers.
先要对信徒说的。
We have three things for the believers.
对信徒来讲有三件东西。
The first thing is,
第一件东西
vision.
意象。
What is your vision?
你的意象是什么？
We need vision.
我们需要意象。
We need revelation.
我们需要启示。
Do you have vision?
你有意象吗？
What do you see in the salvation that you have received?
你所接受的救恩，你看见什么呢？
Is it glorious?
是不是很荣耀的呢？
Is it a small thing?
还是个很小的事呢？
Is it just a small compartment in your life?
只是在你生命里头一个小小的部分呢？
Or has it gripped your heart?
还是是抓住你整个心的？
Have you seen something that is worthy of God?
你有没有看见这些有一个东西是在神面前是很有价值的？
Is your salvation something that you would say yes? This was worth the death of Christ.
你所接受的救恩，你有没有看见这个是就是这个是蛮有价值的？主耶稣。
We need vision.
蛮有价值。
And we need to seek the Lord for this vision.
我们需要意象，并且我们需要为着看见意象而寻求我们的主。
Nothing more ugly than a bored Christian.
一个沉闷的基督徒，没有任何的一件东西比这个更。丑陋。
Because that person lacks vision.
因为这个人缺乏启示。
So this is the first question.
所以这个是第一个问题。
Do you have vision?
你有没有看见？有没有意
象？ And are you seeking the Lord for that vision to be more?
你有没有为着要得着看见这个意象更多而寻求主呢？
Lord, reveal your Son in me.
主啊，把你儿子启示在我心里头。
Don't let me settle just for a routine going to the meeting, coming home again, going to the meeting.
不要让我在这样安逸的每个礼拜来聚会回家，来聚会回家。
Fill my heart with vision of your Son.
你把你的爱子启示在我心里头，充满我的心。
That's the first question.
这个是第一个问题。
The second question. What is in your heart?
第二个问题是你心里头现在有什么东西？
Do you want to be delivered from this world, or do you want to prosper in this world?
你要被从这个世代里头被拯救出来呢，还是要在这个世代里头你要？赢得这个世界的丰富呢？
What are you looking for?
你在寻找什么呢？
Where are your energies being invested?
你的精力是投资在什么事情上？
We can put so much energy into getting on.
我们可以用很多的精力要我们继续往前。
But the Lord has called us to be delivered from this world.
但神要呼召我们脱离这个罪恶的时代。
That means that we walk differently from the world.
所以我们应该跟其他人走在这个世界上不同的。
That our ambitions are different.
我们的雄心是不同的。
That our values are different.
我们的价值观是不同的。
That our whole direction in life is different.
我们整个人生的朝向方向是不同的。
What we teach our children is different.
我们教导孩子的是不同的。
You know, when you work with children, you get a window into homes.
你知道你要教导孩子的时候，你知道你家里头有一个窗户的。
And you learn what the children are being taught at home.
你就是知道你的孩子在家里是怎样被父母教导，你是看见的。
And so often the lesson is.
很多时候那个教训是什么呢？
The world, the world, the world.
在家里头，你是教孩子很多世界、世界、世界的东西。
Succeed.
世界的成功。
Is that the gospel?
这是不是福音呢？
It's not the gospel.
不是福音。
So the question for us as believers.
对我们信徒来讲，这个问题是
：What's in your heart？
在你心里头，今天是装是什么呢
？Prosperity in the world or deliverance from the world？
是这个世界上的丰盛呢，还是要被拯救脱离这个世界
？Christ died to deliver us from the world。
神要把我们从这个世代里头拯救出来。
And the third question。
第三个问题
：Have you allowed？The gospel to revolutionize your life.
你有没有容许这个福音把你的人生翻转呢？
Are you allowing the glorious truth of the gospel into every corner of your life?
你有没有容让这个福音，荣耀的福音的真理，进到你生命里头每一个任何的角落呢？
When we are at home,
当我们在家里头的时候，
a guest comes to our home.
有一个客人来到我们的家了。
We welcome the guest in.
我们欢迎这个客人来到我们家。
Come and sit down.
请坐下来。
We sit them down in the lounge room.
我们请他到客厅里头坐下。
Let me get you a cup of tea.
给他要不要喝一杯茶呢
？What do we expect the guest to do?
我们期望这个客人做什么呢
？We expect the guest to wait there.
我们期望这个客人就是坐在那里等呢
？When are you getting the cup of tea?
你要给他一杯茶。
The guest has got up.
但是呢，你预备茶的时候，那个客人就站起来了。
He's walked down the hall.
他就在那个路那个家里头就走了。
He's going into the bedrooms.
他就走到走廊，走到你的卧房了。
He's opening the cupboard.
他把你卧房里头的衣柜打开了。
You can't do this.
就发现啊，你不你发现以后，你就跟这个客人讲，你不能够这样做啊。
You're a guest in my house.
你在我家是个客人呐、啊。
You don't live here.
你不是住在这里的。
And in this way, the Lord Jesus is in the life of so many.
是不是主耶稣今天就是在很多人心里头就是这样做客人呢
？He's a guest.
只是个客人。
We tidy up for him.
我们会为他呢整理一下。
But the whole house is not open to him.
但是不会把整个家里的房子向他打开的。
All the rooms are not open to him.
不是每个房间都向他打开的。
The cupboards are not going to be opened for him.
那个抽屉里头的东西不会向他打开的。
Have we allowed the Lord Jesus to revolutionize our life?
我们是否容许主耶稣的福音把我们整个人生、我们的生命都翻转呢
？What are we holding back?
我们有保留些什么呢
？What is close to him?
有什么是向他关闭的呢
？These are our questions for the believers.
这些。是我们向圣徒要发的问题。
But what do we say to the unbelievers?
那么向不信主的人要问什么问题呢
？For the unbelievers, we have an invitation.
对没有信主的人，我们有一个邀请。
Our invitation is to the love of God.
就是邀请你接受神的爱。
Why would you stay outside?
你为什么站在外面
？When love beckons, why would you stay outside?
当爱这里要你的时候，你为什么仍旧站在外面
？There's an invitation, a calling. All we can say by the gospel.
这个就是个邀请，这个呼召，这个福音要说给你听的。
We can invite you to love.
我们要邀请你进到这个爱里头。
Invite you to the love of God.
邀请你进到这个神的爱里头。
Love which knows all of our sinfulness.
这个爱，他认识我们所有的罪污。
Love which can never be surprised, never be shocked.
这个爱也永远不会因为你有什么罪，他感觉很惊讶的。
Love that loves even knowing all of our secrets.
这个爱爱到一个地步，甚至知道我们所有的隐秘的事情，他仍旧是爱的。
Why would you stay away?
你为什么仍旧站在外面？
And you're invited to peace.
那么你要讲到平安。
The peace of sins forgiven.
这个平安就是罪得赦免的而来的平安。
Of the fear of death taken away.
把这个对死亡的恐惧脱离了，有平安。
Of being set free.
能够被释放了。
The burden rolling off your back.
那个重担从你背上面脱下来了。
At last, now I have peace.
最后了，现在我真的有平安。
He bore my sins.
他背负我的罪担。
He took my place.
他取代我的位置。
Who will accuse me now?
现在谁能够再控诉我呢？
Satan comes.
撒旦来了。
He says, "You are sinful. Look what's in your heart."
他说你是这么罪污的。你看你的心里头多么的肮脏。
What future have you got with God?
你将来跟神有什么关系呢？又会怎样呢？
And we answer him.
然后我们就回应撒旦。
Satan.
撒旦。
You don't worry about my future, you worry about yours.
你不需要担忧我的将来，你担忧自己的将来吧。
Because my future is rock solid secure in the Lord Jesus.
因为我的将来是很非常稳固的，在主耶稣基督的那里。
He died for me.
他已经为我死了。
He is risen again.
他已经复活了。
My life is hidden with him.
我的生命是藏在他里头的。
I am free.
我是自由了。
I have peace.
我有平安。
And we invite you to the grace of God.
你是被邀请到神的恩典里头。
The grace which reaches down to wherever we are.
这个恩典会下到无论我们在什么的深渊里头。
It says, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
他说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我要给你安息。
What a wonderful thing!
这是多么奇妙的事情！
What a glorious gospel!
是多么荣耀的福音呢？
This is the gospel. This is just the beginnings of the gospel.
这是福音，这是福音的起头。
We haven't really looked inside yet.
我们还没有进到福音的中心里头。
But just at this very beginning,
就是这个这么的开端的时候，
we realize we have a treasure without equal.
我们就发现我们有这个宝贵宝贝，跟其他都没有的比较的。
In all the religion of the world.
其他世上所有的宗教不能够比较。
There is nothing like this.
没有任何像这个。
In all the great men of the world,
世上有很多伟大的人物。
There is nobody who is even in the same class as Jesus.
根本跟不能够跟耶稣所比拟的，完全不能够靠近比。
He is completely separate, completely apart.
主耶稣是完全跟其他所有人完全不同。
This is the character of the gospel.
这是这个福音的特征。
In this first chapter, we see the character of the gospel.
在这一章的这几节，我们看见这个福音的一个特征。
And the shocking thing that we also see.
叫人震撼的一些事情，我们也看见。
Is that there were those who were turning away from this gospel.
就是有一些人他要回转离开这个原本的福音。
Deceived.
被骗了。
And turning to another gospel.
他们要去被骗去跟从另外的一个福音。
Which Paul said is not another.
保罗说这个不是福音。
There is one glorious gospel out of heaven.
只有从天上而来一个荣耀的福音，只有一个。
And it is all focused upon the Lord Jesus.
就是全部都要集中焦点于主耶稣身上。
And it is all a story of His love and His grace and His sacrifice and his gift.
这是讲到从他而来的平安恩惠，他的牺牲，他的救恩拯救。
This is the treasure that we have.
这是我们得到的宝贝。
This is our glorious gospel.
这是我们的荣耀的福音。
And let us embrace it and live it.
让我们都拥抱这个福音，活出这个福音。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us a little understanding of the greatness of your heart.
主耶稣，我们感谢你给我们看见一点一点你心里头的那个为我们所预备的那个伟大的救恩。
How can we measure this gospel?
我们怎能够去量度这个福音呢？
It is, can only be measured with your own self.
我们只能够用你自己来看这个福音。
The gospel is from heaven.
这个福音是从天上而来的。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢。
And we pray, Lord, that there'd be in all of us a revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们祷告说，在我们心里头都得着这个主耶稣荣耀的启示。
And all of us would know what this gospel is.
以致我们都能够认识这个福音是怎样的福音。
And we would not wait another day, another hour.To commit ourselves totally to Him.
以致我们不会再等一天，再等一个小时，才把自己完全的委身交托给你。
Lord, work in us.
主啊，在我们身上工作。
Open our eyes.
打开我们的眼睛。
Give us revelation of yourself.
把你自己启示给我们。
We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.